Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon to you all, depending on where you are in the country. On the East Coast, it is afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you all. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your wealth, health, and well-being in mind, also wealth. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you, and to learn more about me, just visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Love to talk about food that is healing. And today's topic, this feed is the perfect alternative to fish. If you're not feeling too fishy today, or any other day for that matter, you may want to take up this wonderful fruit's seeds. And as you know, it will help with several things. And if you're listening to this, you've already read the intro. Its benefits and nutrition just may change your life. So don't toss these seeds out before hearing of their great benefits, healing, and even beauty purposes. They have beauty purposes. Did you know that? They're also rich in alpha-linoleic acid, omega-3 fatty acids, and once again, they're a great alternative to fish. They're an excellent, excellent, excellent choice. So if you had to go without the fish, if you just had to, these are the seeds that you'd want to adopt. Pumpkin seeds. Yes, indeedy, pumpkin seeds. They are rich, 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 rich in alpha-linolenic acid. They're a plant-based form of omega-3 fatty acids. Certain types of fish tend to have the most potent sources of omega-3 fatty acids. And omega-3 fatty acids are most notably effective in improving artery health, fighting cholesterol, and boosting brain function. So for people who want an alternative, pumpkin seeds are the way to go. They're the route you need to take. Pumpkin seeds are high in fiber and several minerals, including calcium, magnesium. Well, calcium is great for bones. Magnesium, iron, zinc, great for your immune system. And they're also high in protein. Wow, these little seeds pack a big punch. And also about these pumpkin seeds, they're alkaline forming. See, the body, or the American body, I should say, which is pretty much predominantly overweight, it's a very high number ratio in America. We are too acidic. But these seeds give you that alkaline balance. They're alkaline forming, which can prevent the formation of calcium oxalate, kidney stones, and also help bones healthy, become very healthy. They keep them healthy by protecting against osteoporosis. And that, you know, for some people, it seems like it's inevitable. They're going to get there, but you don't have to. You don't have to if you let food be your medicine. Magnesium from the seeds will lend itself to improving metabolism and athletic performance. You're an athlete? Get yourself some pumpkin seeds. While iron can help ward off common ailments and conditions like anemia, that's having, and you seem to be, the repercussions with that or the symptoms with that is you tend to be very cold, low iron, anemic, low energy, shortness of breath, headaches, irritability, and dizziness. Its zinc content may also help men maintain a healthy sperm count and avoid testosterone deficiency. Boy, it's good for all of us, ladies and gentlemen. And so here's what a holistic nutritionist has to say. Her name is Tara Millen, and I agree because I'm a holistic certified coach. So the healthy fat content make pumpkin seeds a great snack that will leave you full and satisfied. So there are several things you can do with it, but we'll get to that. Let me just continue to give you the facts. They are full of facts and fiber and so many good things. Along with the omega-3s and monounsaturated fats that your body loves per one cup serving. That healthy dose of dietary fiber may help your digestive tract keep extra weight from piling on, prevent heart disease, and lower both blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Now, wow, who can say anything more about pumpkin seeds? I guess I can, because here comes some more. Pumpkin seeds are a good source of vitamin K, vitamin E, and all the B vitamins as well, including riboflavin, thiamin, niacin, pantothenic acid, folates, and vitamin B6. Rich in phytoestrogens, pumpkin seed oil has also been shown to improve HDL cholesterol levels. All right? There's just so much to say about this seed. And we are just going to continue because there's just so much to say. And once again, even if you do eat fish, you add some pumpkin seeds. And I'm going to tell you where you can add them and how they can benefit you in other ways, shapes, and forms. But they're also, yeah, there's more. In terms of feeling the benefits of adding pumpkin seeds to your diet, the L-tryptophan that they contain may help you sleep better at night. Can also help you sleep better by aiding melatonin and serotonin production, especially when you consume them before bedtime. So if you're looking for that late snack, you know, you eat at 6 p.m. and you go to bed at 10, that's a four-hour gap. You're probably saying, you know what, about right about 9 o'clock, you're getting kind of peckish. So I would, you know, recommend snacking on some pumpkin seeds. And the right pumpkin seeds, of course, are not the ones that are loaded with salt, but also the ones that are organic. You want to get those. But it helps. It's a sleep aid. And the oil from the pumpkin seeds has also been found to have anti-inflammatory properties, which may benefit people suffering from various nutritional deficiencies or arthritic conditions who don't want to deal with any of the nasty side effects associated with medications. So having long been used in folk medicine, researchers agree that pumpkin seed oil exhibits anti-hypertensive and cardioprotective. In another study, the oil led to improvements in the plasma lipid profile and cardiovascular outcomes in women. Now, if you thought those were a lot of benefits, here comes some more. They benefit skin and hair. Some people have started replacing their coconut oil-based skincare routines with pumpkin seed oil instead. It's healthy fats, and by the way, I'm not one of those people, but I would definitely use both. And I do use coconut oil-based, coconut oil, period, organic coconut oil. And the reason why you want to get things organic, folks, is because you don't want all of the chemicals that are added to non-organic ingredients. So the pure, in the most purest form you can consume them, the better they are for you nutritionally. Nutritionally, that is. So that's why I recommend organic. So its healthy fats for pumpkin seeds are great for hydration as well, while the vitamin A promotes cell turnover to keep skin looking youthful and free from breakouts. And the oil pumpkin seeds from them have also been touted for its ability to promote hair growth in men with mild to moderate androgenic alopecia. After 24 weeks of treatment, mean hair count increases of 40% were observed in men treated with pumpkin seed oil, while only a 10% increase was observed in placebo-treated men. So, if I have not given you enough information about the benefits of pumpkin seeds, you just haven't been listening. All right? So here we go. How should you eat them? One of the most popular ways to enjoy pumpkin seeds is by roasting them in the oven and eating them on their own as a crunchy snack. But there are lots of other great ways you can incorporate them into some of your other favorite meals throughout the day. So a quarter cup of pumpkin seeds has about 180 calories. You may want to be careful about eating them out of hand if you're watching your weight. But you can also sprinkle pumpkin seeds on salads and green veggies or add them to smoothies. I put mine on my oats. Some people like, you know, to mix them with other berries as a trail mix, like goji berries, walnuts, unsweetened coconut flakes, you know, nature. Some people even like to put them in soups, depends on, you know, the texture that you want and the flavor, the nutrients that you want out of your salads and, you know, your grain bowls, like I said before, oats. So there's just a number of a variety of ways that you can just add them, just sprinkle them on to everything and see what you like. If you'd like to get a little more creative with using pumpkin seeds in your diet, try using them in pesto sauces in place of or in addition to pine nuts. Use them as a super salad garnish or grinding them up and add them to meatballs and burgers for a subtle nutty flavor. And so there you have it, folks, pumpkin seeds at their best. You've got to get them. Keep in mind that if you plan on eating pumpkin seeds for the health benefits, consuming them raw may be the best way to go. Roasting them may impact their fatty acids and vitamin E, potentially reducing their nutritional value. So now that you know that, more pumpkin seeds to you. Go get them. They're wonderful. It's a seasonal fruit, pumpkins right now, and they're in abundance. So get yourself some pumpkin seeds and help them help you with your health. All right, I hope you have learned from that and will gather yourself a helping hand of fiber and vitamin K and omega-3 fatty acids just to help you with a little bit of everything, your digestive system, your immune system, your skin, your hair, powerful punch. So moving on to today's Wednesday's Word, and it comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Genuine love, being knit together in love. Colossians 2, verse 2. Thousands of young couples go through with a loveless marriage because no one ever told them what genuine love is. I believe we need to read the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, in which the Apostle Paul gives us a definition of love. He says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. If people today knew that kind of love, divorce rate would be sharply reduced. And that's Wednesday's Word. Love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next week, God bless you, and go get yourself some organic and raw pumpkin seeds for your health and your well-being. God bless you, and bye-bye.